Steht in the pasuk v'yikrulahem ish sel lebeis avay. So by Karban Pesach it says ish. The truth is, it says ish twice. It says it again also ish lefi achloi. So the Gemara went through the Shaka v'tarya. What are we darshan from ish? So on one hand, the Gemara says there's one man the Amar that holds shoych dines a pesach ala yochid. Right, the exact extreme opposite of Rabbi Yonason, who you can have one chaburah with millions of people. There's an indin, can you have a chaburah with one person? There was a advice like we said yesterday that there's a din. It says that minimum two. No, even one. That's the other one of din of ish. And we also learned out the din of shlichus. But then the Gemara said there's another drasha, Rabbi Yitzchok. And that's what we ended with yesterday. And we have to open up a very interesting nekuda. The Gemara darshens ish zoiche v'loy hakotan zoiche. That legabe Karban Pesach, a katan can't be the shliach for getting the Karban Pesach. We're not talking about shchita. We're talking about buying the Karban Pesach. The katan can't be the one that's buying it for the rest of the chaburo. Why not? Maybe the katan should do it. A drasha. Ish zoiche v'loy hakatan zoiche. Frek toisvis. All the Rishonim ask. A katan doesn't have a yad. Explanation. Even in Shvat, if the katan wants to go to the shuk to buy a shepsela for chulin, stamazoi, he doesn't have a yad, das, koyach, yecholus, to buy the shepsela. So you're telling me a chiddush that he's not able to buy the shepsela for the whole chabura? Hare, it's something he can't even do for himself. Assumingly, Tosfos holds, that makes sense. If it's something you can't do yourself, you can't be a shliach for the ganze olam. That's lechaira, obvious, right? Can we agree on that? If it's something you can't do yourself, how can you do it? I'm making it even more dramatic. In January, Stam is like to buy, he couldn't do it. So Erev Pesach, suddenly he's able to do it for the ganze olam.
He's able to take off 2 months.
Oh, 1 second. Tosfos answers by us, lo likra ha'im layat, v'yesh lo imar de legabe Pesach itzrich. A moira de kishtikl toira, and Tosfos says that this is a local din in Karban Pesach, because by Karban Pesach, there's a din of celibates of his doiraisa that a katan is shayach to the chabura. It's actually a machloikis, but we're going like the man of the Yomar that a celibates of his doiraisa, so a katan is shayach to the chabura. If a katan is shayach to the chabura, there would be a havmina for Hilchis Pesach, somehow he could be zoicha. Now, don't make a shmir, it's tamazoi an official thing. We said from the Briskarov yesterday that minoy on Karban Pesach is dinim ominous. You have to have a schos momin in the Pesach. So don't say, oh, it's some Pesach the Kedin, not really mominous. It's mominous. But somehow, Ufreis, for Hilchis Pesach, the Katan has a right to be Zoicha in the Shepsla, and the Katan, therefore, I would, don't make a mistake, I would have thought could be Zoicha for everyone. Kamash Malon, that he can't. But what Kamash Malon? A local din in Pesach that he can't. Ad Katan, Toises by us. Toises in Gittin, Toises in Psachim, when yesterday's Mar Makoimis, they say a different terrace, they're Machadish. That the Gemara says that when there's Dasach Eres Makna, and assumingly there is, the couple went to the Shuk to buy the Shepsla, someone's selling it to him. So there's Dasach Eres Makna. And when Dasach Eres Makna, you're able to be Zoicha, Midoi Raisa, and therefore the cotton has a yad, and therefore there would be a happen, he could even be Zoicha for everyone else. Kamash Malan that he can't. Why didn't Tosfos say this Teretz? Why did Tosfos have to say a local din in Pesach? Yesterday we said, two, catch on, very different pshatim. One is that maybe Tosfos holds, and I'm not making this up, there's many Rishonim that hold, that Dasach Eres Makna is only at the Rabbanan the Kedin. What's Tosfos' sheet about that? It's a huge machlokes Rishonim. Well, Tosfos and Psachim and Gittin obviously hold that Dasach Eres Makna is Doiraisa. If they're explaining that Pshat and the Pasuk of Ish Zoicha v'Lekotan Zoicha, the drasha is to tell you that a Kotan can't do it, even though there's Dasach Eres Makna, obviously Dasach Eres Makna is Doiraisa. If it's the Rabbanan, you don't need a Pasuk. Maybe Tosfos by us didn't like that Teretz because maybe he holds like the other Machaneh that holds Dasach Eres Makna Derabbanan. That's what we suggested yesterday. But then we gave a different option. We said a totally opposite pshat. That Dasach Eres Makna is so powerful that in fact, if the Kotan's able to be Zoich in something because of Dasach Eres Makna, in fact, Itaka could be Zoich for others. The Dasach Eres could be Zoich for everyone through the Kotan. And then it would Taka work, so you don't even have your Zoich. So that's why Tosfos didn't darshan like this. And we ended off yesterday with one simple kasha. What is Shitas Rashi in the sugya? A few facts. Rashi Shita is, other places in Shas, Dasach Eres Makna is the Rabbanon. What does that do for us? Well, he doesn't have Tosfos Teretz and Gittin and Psachim. Dasach Eres Makna is the Rabbanon. Yet, Rashi learns that Ish Zoicha V'loi Katan Zoicha is not a local din in Pesach. Rashi, in fact, says that Ketanim don't have shlichus, and we're going to talk about that mostly today, whether a Ketan could be a shliach And could he have a shliach? Could he be a mishalech and have a shliach? Have someone do a shlichus for him? And could he be a shliach? At this stage in the sugya, what's our focus on discussion? A katan going to the shuk to get the shepshla for everyone else. So what are we focusing on? Whether a katan could be a shliach. In a few minutes, we're going to get to the hemshech sugya about chalukas haaretz, where the nasi is doing a shlichus. We're going to discuss it, and whether the katan could have a shliach. We'll talk about that also. But Rashi shita is that ish zoicha v'loy katan zoicha is the source that a katan can't be a shliach. V'kan haben shoyel. Do you need a pasuk? A simple question. Rabbi said this is a simple question with a very yesoidistika, simple but very yesoidistika teretz. The kash fishlichus bechlal. It was a spoiler, but let's start a good question. Rashi shita is that a katan does not have a yad. Das acheres makna at its best is a derabbanon. A katan in January can't buy a shepsla for himself. And yet you need a pasuk to be machadish. A dramatic yisoid for kol haTorah kula that a katan can't be a shliach. Because if you wouldn't have known this dramatic yisoid that a katan can't be a shliach, you would actually think that a katan could go before Pesach and buy the shepsla and be the shliach for everyone else. Gevald, Toisus is kasha. How could a katan be a shliach for everyone else? He doesn't even have a yad for himself. I just repeated Toisus is kasha, but we knocked out the various potential terutzim. What could be the teretz for Rashi? I'm going to say yisoid. We've been discussing shlichus already. And we actually have been discussing a few different aspects in shlichus. One of the concepts was mesiras koyach. We said by a chalois, you give over the koyach. We talked about yichus hamaisa, that a pe'ula that you do is as if the other person did the pe'ula. We talked about kemoisei mamish, that you mamish get the identity of the other person. We went to extreme levels in that, and we've discussed that. I want to talk about a new terminology, hagdara nusach, achroinish nusach. Challenge, if someone could find me a rishon that says these lashon. By the way, all of the lashonis. A challenge. The earliest source for mesiras koyach, yichus hamaisa. The earliest source is not Shar Yosha, Shar Zayin, Perek Zayin, but I'm taka curious. Each one, is it an Achron? Is it a Rishon even? Is it a Lashon of Chazal somewhere? Can you check it out? Yichas HaMais, Mesiris Koyach. But I'm talking about another one, Yodoy Arichta. Right? We talked about Ishtoi Kegufay, that we found. It's a Gemara in four places, right? You should check these things out. A person has to know. But I want to talk about now something called Yodoy Arichta. The Achronim certainly use this terminology, that a Shliach is your extended hand. What does it mean he's your extended hand? A suggestion. And you know what? I'll go straight to the point. Actually, no, straight not to the point. We'll bring out a point. We had a chakira. If a person makes a shliach, do we mind at the time when the shliach is executing the shlichus, being mevatzeya the shlichus, we know that the mishaleach could be sleeping and not even in the area. Yenem ekvelt. Could the mishaleach be a shaita? Could the mishaleach be a shaita? Machlekes b'shain. Could the mishaleach be dead? What?
When he sent her in the he said the shliach.
No, at the moment when it's being executed. Yeah. By the mino he was a shaita. Well, yeah, thank you. By the mino he was a baradas. Yeah. But in the interim, he became a shaita. And more important, he was a shaita at the moment of execution. Actually, that's important. If he became a shaita in the interim, I don't think it's a machalikas rishon. That's a gishmak shaila. A guy was memana shliach. In the interim, became a shaita. Became back baradas. At the moment of execution, he's vaiter a baradas. There's a problem that in the interim, he was a shaita. Interesting. Interesting. But we had a machlokes rishonim, could the mishaleach be a shaita? We took the ktsois in kuf peches that says a much bigger chiddush. The mishaleach should be dead. Now, of course, the ktsois said if the mishaleach is dead and he's aka the husband, you can't give the get. You get that? Because there's no husband. But the mishaleach is so not important. How do we explain that? Because we said the shliach is mamish. Once you, I don't want to use the words Mesiris Kayach, but once you were a Meman of the Shliach is totally mamish, the one being Mevatzea. The Meshaleach is so not very important, to the extent he can even be sleeping, that's for sure. A Shaita, Machalikas Rishonim, even dead, maybe, that's nice. I want to go now all the other way. Maybe there's a Punkt Fakerta attitude in Shlichas. It's mamish the Meshaleach, that's him doing it. Kemat, I would tell you, that's probably not true, that he can't even be sleeping. I swear it's a glove and anyone holds like that. But there's a yisoid that the mishaleach is mamish, the one doing the shlichus. So what's the shliach? Not bot l'daita, he was meman of the shliach. The shliach is his, I could say puppet, or I'll find the word that says puppet, but I'll use a different terminology. Yodei arichta. The shliach, not, someone said yesterday, peh, yeah? No, not peh, not das. The das is the mishaleach's. The shliach is so not functional, it's a maisa koif, he's hechatim tzedik, he's being utilized, he's being puppeted. If you take this to an extreme, ulai, maybe we could say a chiddush that the shliach could be a katan. Maybe he's shaita. Not dead. Because physically he's avada, executing. I mean, executing. Yeah. He's executing, yeah. But we can now say, Amar the Gibshan and Rashi, if there wouldn't be a pasuk of Ish Zoycha, Veloy Katan Zoycha, which teaches us what? That a katan can't be a shliach, kacha, there's a kasuv. A mishaleach would be able to take a katan, a chabura, a korban pesach, and they would send the katan. This is a katan who in January can't even buy the shepshula by himself, even with the sacheres matna, it's not going to work, midaraisa. And yet, they could be maman him as the shliach. And where's the das? Where's the yad? Where's the... It's all the mishaleach doing it. Spoiler, in such a case, avada the mishaleach can't be a shaita. There won't be a machlekes Rambam Mator. Maybe he can't be sleeping shvetzigle.
It's a shalayin of thought. So, why not?
Why not? Why not? One second. If that's together in shlichos, one second. Excellent, thank you. If that's taka together, so then taka should work, and a katan should be able to work. So catch on. There's a gzeres hakosif ish zoicha, balei hakatan zoicha, but, one second, I'm helping you out. I want to clarify hakira. Vashtetan ish zoicha, balei hakatan zoicha. I want to clarify hakira. Maybe ish zoicha, balei hakatan zoicha, is mechadish tos. You're wrong. The pshat in shlichos is not yodei richta. Go back to the other gedarim. Oy dilma. No, we're blinding. It's possible, not always, but again, we use the different facets of shlichus, but it's possible that the gedder of shlichus is Yadi Arichta. That the etzem potentially, it's to such an extent Yadi Arichta that it's not the shlichus as that's doing it. But granted, it's a gzeres hakosav, that a katam can't be a shlich. Gzeres hakosav, and Adra, but that's Mamash Tzad in the Rashi. There's a gzeres hakosav, ishlech, but like katam can't be a shlich.
So Rashi
is talking about
like the Torah then?
No, in such a case, by a katan, the mishaleach would not be able to be a shaita. It would mamish be going to chenenu. In a case when the katan's a shliach, then the mishaleach can't be a shaita.
In a really other erechta, the katan's not even there. Katan's mamish not doing it in a really other
erechta. I'm out of the really other erechta. So a drop less than really other erechta. One drop less. One drop less. It becomes easy as a katan.
How do you get the lack of the shliach if it doesn't pass?
Who asked that kasha? Was that Tosfos kasha? Yes, a new kasha. Yes, a new kasha. Where's the minu? How could you have minu? Maybe he has enough das for Minoy. Maybe he has enough das for Minoy. We see the Rishonim didn't ask that. We see the Rishonim didn't ask that. It's an interesting aura. But we see that's not, I'm dealing with the Rishonim's kasha. But again, I want... I hope to get to. One second. Now, we're still talking about whether a shliach, whether a katon could be a shliach. We have to get the chalukas aras. We have a lot to do. But in this chalik of the sugya, the shliach is acting as being the shliach, not the mishaleach. The rest of the chabur is the mishaleach. I mean, granted, there's probably some other katanim in the chabura also. We have to work that out. But, right? But there's a chabura that was mana the shliach. This is a shliach who's a katan, who in January can't buy a shepshla for himself. And still, there would have been a havmin he could do a shliach. And there's a gzeres hakosav that katan is not a shliach. Either gzeres hakosav don't learn yodi arichto, or gzeres hakosav a little bit different. Now, this had repercussions on nishtata hamishaleach. Now, there's an other rishonim that hold. What's the makar? And by the, I hope not to confuse the other, but by the end of the year we're going to have multiple makayros in Rishonim that a katan can't be a shliach, and multiple makayros that a katan can't have a shliach. And I hope to get to all of it. But as of now, Rashi and many Rishonim hold what's the makar that a katan can't be a shliach? Yours truly, ish zoicha v'lei katan zoicha, is the makar that katan can't be a shliach. Whether it was an eye opener that we shouldn't learn really yodi arichta, or no, we're really going to insist on yodi arichta, but insist that a katan can't be a shliach is a legit chakira. Other Rishonim say other makaris for why a katan can't be a shliach. I'll tell you one of them. There's a Tosfos Rosh in Gittin and a Ravid in Hilchos Gerushin that say it's not that from Truma. One of the makaris for shlichus is Truma. What does it say by Truma? Atem gam atem. So there's a drasha. Atem gam atem. Just like the guy being mafresh the truma is a gadol, his shliach has to be a gadol. Atem teaches that a shliach can't be a katan. The same way, what did earlier the Gemara say Atem taught us?
B'nei bris.
B'nei bris, not a goy. Now there's a new one. Atem, katan can't be a shliach. What? Oh, one second. What? Oh, excellent, I want to get to that. That is. Oy brechachem. Myself, Baruch Shkivanti, one second. The Ravid in Hilchas Gerushin. And actually the Ravid goes both ways. Atem tells you that a katan can't be a shliach, can't make a shliach. But we're talking about a katan can't be a shliach at this point. It's learned that from Atem. Few problems. If it's learned that from Atem, a 12-year-old should be able to be a shliach. Because if the Makar is from Truma and Nedarim and Hakdashis, we know that there's a din that a Mufla HaSamach Le'ish, who's 12 years old, is already able to be mafresh truma. Not less than that, but 12-year-old could. Oy vazoy, the din should be that a 12-year-old should be able to be a shliach. Fact is, the din should be. In Kol HaTarukul, In Kol HaTorah Kula, a 12-year-old should be able to be shliach. Because hello, if you makar why in Kol HaTorah Kula, that a kohen can't be a shliach is from Truma, so...
But can he send one?
That's being, that's having.
No, I know, but...
I'm going to have... He asked Masas Ben Yomin. One second. A 12-year-old should be able to be a shliach. A cute coincidental fact is that this din that a mufla samachish, that a 12-year-old could be mafresh truma and make nedarim and make hekdeshois, it happens to be a machlekes rishonim, whether it's a deraisa de kedin or only a derabbanan de kedin. Deraivid, convenient. Deraivid conveniently holds that mufla samachish is a derabbanan. The ksois speaks this out, it was in the Marmakaimus. On the other side of the Marmakaimus, the ksois says that deraivid holds that mufla samachish is a derabbanan. So, midaraisa not. Midaraisa, you gotta be bar mitzvah. The Ravid in sync with that says, midaraisa, you gotta be bar mitzvah for shlichus, because the makar is at them. And conveniently, continuingly, the Rambam, who holds, and many Rishonim, that muflas hamachish is deraisa, don't learn out that katan is no good for shlichus from Shruma. In fact, if that would be the makar, they would allow a 12-year-old. They have other makaris. That's an interesting fact. Now, a question. If the makar that a katan can't be a shliach is from Atem, I have a kasha. What did the Gemara darshan from Atem originally on Mem Aleph Amid Beis from Atem? Which person is not able to be a shliach? Which kind of a person? Labanim Bris Agoy. The Gemara had a kasha. Bishleim, if you hold that a goy has truma, there's a rabbanon over there in the Mishnah truma is paragimel Mishnah test that a goy has truma the nafshei. Goyish Truma, so then it's Shaykh, so he's Betoiris. So then I could have, would have thought that maybe he could be a Shliach, Kamash Malon Atem, that he can't. But Rab Shimon, Barichoy, from the Mishnah of the Aaron Trumas, that holds that a Goy has no Shaykh to Truma, maybe the Rabbanan, Shaykh over there, but Rab Shimon doesn't hold. Rab Shimon holds it's any Betoiris. You don't need Atem. What did the Gemara answer for Rab Shimon? A whole classic shtickel that maybe you need Atem. I would have thought Truma needs Shlichus, wouldn't have Shlichus at all, a whole new shtickel. What do you mean? I need Atem for something else. I need Atem for Katan. What are you telling me? You don't have anything to do with Atem. I need Atem for Katan. May I remind you, we already asked that the Rambam and Hilchas Maisras brings that you need Atem for the rabbis, Kehanim, and Levim. Another kasha. I have another kasha. One more. I have a lot more, but one more. A Meshumid. A Mummer. Someone that was Mavir Dosoy. He became, I saw the Paiskim that actually talk about, they call it a Mukhlaf. He was Machlaf, his religion. It's a shaila whether he was Machlaf to something that's Avodah Zarah, like most Rishonim Christianity, or Islam, which like most Rishonim is not about this art. But if someone was machlef his religion, is he able to be a shliach? I'll switch. Could you make such a person a shliach to be mafresh your truma? Can a regular haimish yid be memane, a muchlef, mummer, meshumid, whatever guy, to be mafresh his truma? Careful. Could he be memana someone to be a shliach to be mafresh his truma?
He would be mafresh his own truma. He would get a mitzvah.
Avad, he's Jewish. That's my point. One second. Excellent. Als einoi b'toira, that's exactly the point. Als einoi b'toiris, make no mistake. He's 100% b'toiris. He's Jewish.
He gets an aver every
bit of toira for coming late to Seder. He didn't come to Seder b'chlal, but he's also getting there for coming late. Every masu, din v'cheshboin, he's Jewish. So, could he be mafresh truma als eini b'toiris? Is he ousted als eini b'toiris?
No.
Is he ousted als atem? Careful. Is he ousted als atem? He's not b'nei bris. He's Jewish, but he's not b'nei bris. If you remember, we discussed that there were three levels. There's like full-fledged haimish yid, all kinds of haimish, one level. Then there's a mummer, and then there's mamash goy. We know that the Masas Ben Yomin says that a goy can make a goy a shliach. Why? Because they're the same. And the Evan Ha'oizer clears whether a yid can make a mummer a shliach, and we clear whether a mummer can make a goy a shliach, if you remember. So we discussed, we discussed these levels, but what I'm coming to ask is, if it's true, that a mummer, mukhlef, meshumid, cannot be mafresh truma, and what would be the reason that he can't be mafresh truma? Als bnei bris, even Reb Shimon should agree to that. Why is the Gemara saying Reb Shimon can't darshan atem? Because a goy is totally mufka from truma, and he's ain't a betoiris. A goy is ain't a betoiris, but a meshumin is betoiris, and maybe atem should be memayin him. So what? Why? What's the Gemara's kasha?
What?
No, that's Russia. The drusha didn't say. So let the drusha go on that. Let the drusha go on the mummer. And the Gemara asked that the drusha can't go on the goy gomer because the goy gomer has a different problem of ainah b'toyras of ainah b'toyras. A mummer is yeah b'toyras. 100%. He's mafresh trum. He makes a bracha. He could daven a karlin or mincha before he does anything. He can straight away be chayzer of a tshuva. Gleicherein chutz b'yazgi. Chutz b'yazgi. There's no teretz. Gleicher karlin or mincha. Gay mazbe what this is.
It's a technicality,
Zozain, but it's still a meat. So, but I'm asking a similar question, like I'll be the atom of cotton. Now, someone has to ask a question. A goy could make a goy a shliach? A goy, forget about mummer to mummer. Mummer to mummer would also be a geshmak a shayl. Yid to mummer to goy, mummer, yeah. Yeah, b'chir es chametz, we talked about it a few days ago. There's a lot of things. Masas ben yamin. There's a masas ben yamin quoted in the shach, the ksois, the sharamelech, that a goy could make a goy a shliach. Why could a goy make a goy a shliach? Because Atem doesn't say we're a goy. Didn't come out. Atem doesn't exclude a goy. Atem excludes. Not the Zelvazach. Nishgenoi the Zelvazach. So someone's here asking a Shaila here, thank you. Could a Katan, if, like the Raivin and the Taisa Russian Gittim and Udi Ime, that careful, that Katan is Nismite from Atem, so a Katan could make a Katan a Shlech?
Yes, but
we're a gay.
Oh, now he's going to say for what? He's in. And now he's going to say for what?
Why do we think the drasha tells us that Atem is that Atem? The Atem that I told you about Truma is Atem.
No, that is what we're saying. But now what's going to be Katan to Katan?
Why is it Atem?
Please, when do you...
Can a Shaita make a Shaita?
By the way, that's the answer to his kasha, and I'll explain. Avada a Katan can't make a Katan a Shliach. Even by Truma, watch. Watch. I'm going to tell you. If a Yid would want to be Memane, a Katan, there's room in the front. If a Yid would want to be Memane, a Katan to be Mafresh Truma, could a Katan be Mafresh his own Truma? He garrison the dog and whatever. The... No, not for Samachish. Not for Samachish, for himself. He doesn't have a yad, he doesn't have das. Yet, would you be able to be memane a katan to be mafreshi truma if there wouldn't be a din of atem or of ishzaycha? Yes, how would you be able to be memane a katan to be mafreshi truma? Hint, using which category, which longest category of slichas? Yodi Arichta. You appreciate Yodi Arichta, a puppet, it's mamish to mishalech. We got that. Could a katan be memane a gadol to be mafreshi truma?
No.
There, maybe not Yodi Arichta, but maybe there's another that we're going to talk about a cotton being having a shliach. There, obviously, it's going to go the other way. We're going to have that the mishalech is the one that actually is executing. To get straight to the point, who's really the dominant factor kaveya in shlichus? That it's really his das, the mishalech or the shliachs? We now have, we're liberal over here. All the options are open. You can use the Yodi Arichta style thing and have it that way. You can have it for lunch, you can have it different ways. But you can't have it tzadamin and tzel bazach. You can't have a katan making a katan. There's no das at either end. Forget about atem. Kulei haiva ulai. You can one second, please. Kulei haiva ulai. You could have a katan being mimana shliach with a whole hezber that the ikar is the shliach. The papayel is doing it, and I don't care what the mishalech is doing. And you can have the other way, but you can't have both at the same time. So you cannot. And I'm going to verb. You can masas binyamin is a verb. You can't masas binyamin katan. Masas, right? Masas bin Yamin was goy to goy. You can't do that by katan to katan.
Why not something that doesn't need das? That's something that a katan is eligible to.
Anything that doesn't need das is a Jimmy 66, and then avad the katan to katan is good. Explain him Jimmy 66.
Take this.
You know, that's Jimmy 66. Well, boys, we're going to start the Gemara that talks about. It's not a coincidence, but it's convenient that the Hemshecha Gemara, which we're going to start now, is a new Gemara, and we're opening up shop. But it's really a continuation, because today's topic is about Ketanim on both ends. And until now, Lagabe Karban Pesach, we were talking about a Katan being a Shliach. Oh, by the way, Katan to Katan? Who has the kasha about Katan to Katan? You ask Katan to Katan? We talked about it, Betzim, earlier. When we said the Katan buying, I hinted, I said, what if the Chabura has a few Ketanim in Rosa? Right? It's not going to in the Karban Pesach itself. Okay, but that was Katan being Shliach. But now, I've got to get to Nugamar. How many Makaris do we have that a Katan can't be a Shliach? Bottom line, if you want to make a full list, how many Makaris did we already have that a katan can't be a shliach. We have Ishbai Rashi over here, Zaycha. We have the Taisa Rosh and the Raiva that say Atam of Truma. There's also a Rashi in Gittin Daf Hei that says it's Stamazik Chazlav B'nei Das. But now we're going to talk about whether a katan could be a shliach. Without further, Zogti Gemara Velahadam Rav Gidlam Rav Minayin Sheshlucha Shaladam Kamoisai Shenemar Nosi Echad Mimate Tepukle Shlichos Mehocha. Explanation. And there's a lot of information. We're going to get started. Eretz Yisrael, in the beginning of the Melchama, was one big karka. And then Klal Yisrael broke it into 12 pieces, each one shayach to a different shevet. And then Farshtetzach, each shevet, splintered it up into multiple tracts of land for each Beis Av and each mamish personal family. The Gemara is mavur that the way the Eretz Yisrael was nechlak, first the 12 pieces, and then each shevet's piece broken in further, a lot of things were happening, and we're going to be discussing it the next few days. There was Goyrel, there was Urim Betumim, there was Ruach HaKodesh. There's different things happening, and we're going to have to talk and put this puzzle together. It's not so pashut. But the Gemara is mavur that there's a function that the Nasi had. The Nasi was doing something. Nechlaku HaRishonim, and we're not talking about it yet today, we're going to talk about it more tomorrow, but it's already important to know about. When we say that the Nasi, and at the Tchilas HaSugi, the Gemara actually thinks that the Nasi was a shliach for the rest of his shevet. Then the Gemara is going to switch and know, the Nasi wasn't a shliach for the rest of his shevet, he was just doing Zachem Adam Shlei B'Fanav for the rest of his shevet. And then there's going to be a third stage, that the Gemara is going to say that the Nasi was just an apotropos for his shevet. And every one of those stages has to be at length dealt with and delved into and understood. But the Nasi, let's start the Sugi, was being a shliach. What was he being a shliach for? Nechluku HaRishonim. Was he a shliach to be zoiche in that huge piece of karka, which was Shevet Binyamin, Shevet Don, Shevet Yehuda, right? Tel Aviv is Don, Gush Don, and in the Golan is Naphtali, and Yehuda and Binyamin is in the area of Yerushalayim. Every Shevet got a different place. And the Nasi was a shliach to be zoiche in the entire section of that Shevet. Or was the Nasi also a shliach to mamash start splitting up the karkois even smaller? But the Gemara says, and at the beginning of the sugya, this is crucial, the Nasi's function was a shliach. He was a shliach for everyone else, meaning really every single person should have been doing it. And the Nasi was a shliach for the ganz klav, Klal Yisrael. For two things. It's a machlekes rishonim whether he was a shliach in order to be zoiche in to cut off from the entire Eretz Yisrael into the 12 pieces, or to splinter each one of the 12 pieces into smaller pieces. Let's assume for now both. And the makar is going to be shlichus. Now, frek the Gemara, if the way and the function how the Nasi did it was shlichus, frek the Gemara, profound question, get ready. Tepukle shlichus mehocha. What does the Gemara mean? Until now, how many sources did we have for shlichus? Three. Gittin, Truma, and Karban Pesach. The Gemara is now answering. By the way, an interruption question. Why isn't Gittin, Truma, and Pesach a shloishik a teaser question? I hope Dylan gets this. Why isn't Gittin, Truma, and Pesach a shloishik suvim habayim keechod? In which case, it should adarab be a makar that there's no shlichus anywhere else. Because the Gemara made a tzrichus. That was the whole point. That was the point of the tzrichus, that you cannot learn out one from one and one from two. And therefore, all three are needed, and it's not a shloishik suvim. But the Gemara now is asking, for one second, but there's a fourth makar. What's the fourth makar? Chalukas haaretz. Nasi echad. Someone asked me today an interesting kasha. L'chayre, it should be a shnei k'suvim habayim k'echad. If it's true that Nasi Echad is shlichus also, so adarav, we have a crisis. If you don't, and I know the Gemara answers up, but in this havamina that we think that Nasi Echad is shlichus, so the table should turn. It should be a shnei k'suvim habayim k'echad, and it should be that daf gabai shum pesach gittin and shlichus haaretz this shlichus. But other places not. Maybe that's even nichlal in the Gemara's kasha. Maybe it's Nechlal and the Gemara's Kasha. But I want to peel it off one more. There's a very important Shita Lainoy de Lami. The Shita Lainoy de Lami asks, Claire's, what's the Gemara asking? Is the Gemara asking, why do you need Nasi Echad, Nasi Echad? You could learn out Shlichus by Chalukas Haaretz from Gittin, Truma, and Pesach. Or is the Gemara asking, why do you need Gittin, Truma, and Pesach? You can learn all three of them out from Chalukas Haaretz. So right away, the Shita Lainoy de Lami starts weighing it back and forth. Which way is the Gemara asking? There's a lot of pros and cons here. First of all,
he said before.
Yes, the Moshel, he says that Eretz Yisrael is not Kadosh, like Truma and Pesach. Interesting.
Also the Shutfas issue.
Also Shliach. There's a lot of questions to ask. And I'm going to talk about that Kashimot tomorrow because I want to go to the next step. Either way, though, the Gemara is asking, why do we need both? And either Gittin Truma Pesach should be learned that from Chalukas Aretz, or Chalukas Aretz should be learned that from Gittin Truma Pesach. The pros and cons of that we'll deal with tomorrow. But the Gemara upschlugs and then says, no, you don't understand. The Tispera, you bechlal have it sad that the Geder by Chalukas Aretz was a Geder of Shlichus. V'hoktanim lav b'nei Shlichus, no, there were Ketanim there, and Ketanim don't have Shlichus. So the Gemara says, you're right. Let's first finish the Gemara. Eliki Hadarova Barafuna, the Marav, Barafuna, Marav, Gidla Marav. It wasn't, the Nasi wasn't a Shlich, that the rest of the Shevet was Memanim as a Shlich, because there were Ketanim there also. Rather, it's the din of Zachan Adam Shalag Afanav, Shinem of Nasi Echad Nasi Echad. Now, this Gemara, obviously, is the most important Gemara for a very, very famous topic, which we're not going to do justice to today, and I hope we do justice to tomorrow. There's a Chakira, a Velt Chakira, which maybe the Olam is not so familiar with even. Zechia, Zachan La'adam Shalag Afanav. There is a din called Zachan La'adam Shalag Afanav. Anyone knows where it says Zachan La'adam Shalag Afanav? In Chazal? There's a bunch of them. It's two Mishnayos. It's a Mishnah in Gittin Yud Aleph and a Mishnah in Erev and Pei Aleph, Ayin Shom. For the fact, there's a lot of other places, but front center of Mishnah. Zachin, La'adam, Shaloi Bafanov, Ve'in Chavan, La'el Bafanov, is a Mishnah in Gittin and an Erev. And the question is Zechia Midin Shlichas, meaning it's a subsidiary of Shlichas that you can be Maman of Shlich, so if it's a Schus, so obviously he's your Shlich, or is it a whole different din? What does this Gemara tell us?
No.
That it's not midin shlichus. And it's a huge whopper steer between Gemara, and we're going to talk about it tomorrow. But look, at this point, the Gemara is saying, Zichi is not midin shlichus, because the Gemara is saying, a katan can't have shlichus. And after telling me, what does it mean have shlichus, by the way? Until now, the first half of the shiur, what are we talking about? If a katan can't be a shlich. Now we want to know if a katan could a katan be a mishalech? Could a katan have a shlich? And what does the Gemara clearly say? It can't. And the Gemara, to answer that, says, no problem, no problem. You're right, a cotton can't have a shliach. So how did the Nasi act upon for the cotton? With a different din, not shlichus. Zechia, love me din shlichus. Wow, now the Gemara's fakir, we'll have to deal with it. But I want to spell on this chalik. Why can't a cotton have a shliach? How many makaras do we have for that? The Gemara doesn't bring a makar over here. The Gemara is saying, a cotton can't have a shliach. What's going to be? A crisis. Must be the gather of chalukas. Aris was a whole different game. And by the way, there's a third stage. Stage one shlicha, stage two zchia. The Gemara ditches that also. What's the maskana? Apotropos. What does apotropos mean? Tomorrow shit. But what's the makar that a katan can't have shlichas? I brought in this year quite a few marim makaymas. Some say the makar is from gerushin. Rashi by us is mashma. It says ish by gerushin. The Raibid, keeping in sync with his mahalach, atem. Atem said a katan can't have. Atem said a katan can't be. Rashi and Baba Mitzvia in Ezu Neshech brings Truma. In Gittin he did. It's a steer in Rashi. Big Balagan. There's another Rashi in Gittin Yud. In Baba Mitzvah Yud. A lot of Balagan in Rashi. What an interesting diak was though in the Rambam Shita. When the Rambam brings why you can't have shlichas by a katan, he says something a little bit modern. The Rambam in Hilchis, Geirishin Perek Vav, Halachates says, why can't an Isha make a shliach lekabbalah when she's a katana? He says, because when you memana shliach lekabbalah, you need edus. Interesting. Interesting. By shliach lelach, you don't. But when you memana, the woman is memana shliach lekabbalah, you need edus. And there's a yesoid, ein me'idin ala katan. You have to know what the makar for that is. And Dr. Amma Mizoy, like a whole tiered shtickle time. Since ein me'idin ala katan, and the only way to make shliach lekabbalah is like a deimino yibifnei edim, and you can't have edus ala katan. So by default, technically, an isha can't have a shliach lekabbalah. Maksim ha'ilam. Okay, so what about the ish? By ish, it's a shliach lahilacha. And shliach lahilacha doesn't need edus. So by shliach lahilacha, you should be able to have by katan. Now, I have no problem. I have four other makaras why a katan can't be a shliach. But the Rambam didn't bring that. So what's he doing? Zok the ksois. And we brought it in kuf peches. Zok the ksois, you have to understand. Ish, could... I'm getting ready for you now. Could a katan ever get married? Yes, okay, he was supposed to say, Davne Meloyim, it's a Menala, brings a Rebarzilai, that you can be Mazaka, Kedushin to someone, but Lachar, there are Gemara, it's not like that, and we go, not like that, so therefore a Katan can't have Kedushin. So when the Pasuk says that an Ish is Megarish's wife, what kind of Ish are we talking about? A Gadol. But what about the Isha in the Pasuk? The Isha in the Pasuk, could a Katana be married? Yeah. Midaraisa! Yeah. Midaraisa!
Yes.
So, technically, could you be Megarish when she's a Katana? But she doesn't have Das? She's not mashalach, it's chayzeres, not so pashut. But lemaisa, you could be mefarish the pasuk of Isha as a katana. Zok tiksois, that's the reasoning what's going on behind the Rambam. The source that a katan can't, that a katan, male, can't have a shliach, is pashut, because the makar of shliach is from Gittin. And by Gittin it says ish. And what does it mean, ish by gerishin? It means gadol. So there you have it. Besides all the other makars of atam and all the other ones, and truma, the other Rashi of Truma, but you have also Ish. Oh, but by Isha, Fakert, Isha, then it would be Ketana. So, the Rambam, Grada by Isha, a whole stickle Torah. To make a Shemich Lekabal, you need Eidus, and Eidus, and Alaktana. He doesn't mean that's the reason. That's all just the structure that I was saying when it says Isha in the Pasuk, in the context of Shlichus, it's going to be a Gedoyla. Oi, Bazoi, even in Kol Torah Kula.
Isn't there no
even in Kol? I asked, it's a Pramas, Dasam, or something like that. We asked it. It's a Kashan, yeah. There's a Mechlekes, we're showing him about it later on. There's a difference between Yisoyim and not. There's a lot of details on that. But on this Nakuda, since Shliach LeKabbalah, is, because of a whole default, you can't be made, and therefore, but at the bottom line, Isha also means Gedayla. Oy Bezoi, there you have it. A Katan and a Ketana, neither could be a Shliach. Lissi Kum. What? Yeah, Ventesha, okay, we have to work that out.
In this case,
it's a gilik to call it a rakula. Yeah, that's an excitement. What for a 12-year-old one?
Yeah,
but here this overrides. Here it says not.
It doesn't say not. It says can.
You mean why are we only asking on the raivin of Mufla Samachish and conveniently answering he holds it's only the rabbanon? But what do you mean? There's another makar. But truma should be a makar that a 12-year-old should be able to be. The Torah says, no, a 12-year-old would be able to be by Truma. You know what? Maybe by Truma, a 12-year-old would be able to be. That would be interesting. That I don't know. That's interesting. In Kol HaTorah Kula, that would be crazy. That in Kol HaTorah Kula, all of Dina from Agansiar, not just Gittin Truma, Pesach, Lechule, a Katan is out from Gittin, of a punk by Truma. In Truma Alein, a 12-year-old could be a Shliach. The other one is willing to hear, he's saying Chedushim, that a 12-year-old could be a Shliach by Truma.
Why don't we learn that from Nachla that a Katan could be a Shliach?
We're going to decide that Nachla is not.
You still have that das issue, like I have no das on both.
But the Mufla, the Raisa, he's Truma is Truma. Azar the Nitzah is Chayiv Misa. It's Truma. It's Echta Truma.
Truma, yes, but
Shlich is on the Truma. But Shlich is on the Truma. But from where? But which Makar? And if the Makar is from Gittin, but the Makar is only because by Gittin it's Grada 13, or here by Truma it's Grada 12, bro. That's what he's asking. Lissikum, in the Trilas Asugya Lagabi Karban Pesach, we spoke about the various Makaris that a Katan can't. Be a shliach. In the Hemshech Asugya of Nasi, we talked about whether a katan can't have a shliach. But now, an announcement for tomorrow. There's a lot of gemaras in other places, not only over here, which leads to a klaliyistik shaila. Again, I want to focus on that nakuda now. There is a din called Zachan la'adim shalei b'fanav. It's a mishnah in Erevin, it's a mishnah in Gittin, and yes, it's a gemara in a few other places also. And you could do schia. Now, what attitude in schia would be, and I... Zechias mean did shlichas. The same way you could be memano shliach. So by something that's a schus, if we'll assume that that's what you would want. So okay, so we read your mind. We understand. It's understood. If you go though that way, that's called zechias midin shlichas. Zechias midin shlichas has the rules of shlichas. Let me think of some rules of shlichas. Just to pick one example, by just out of the box, katan. Yeah, katan. A katan can't be or have a shliach. Could a katan be at the receiving end or the other end of zechias? Well, catch on. No. Catch on. If Zechiah is midin shlichus, it's the same din as shlichus. At kama that shlichus has those guidelines, whatever they are, Zechiah would have that. The other end of it is to say, no, Zechiah, lav midin shlichus. Now, don't get frightened of the terminology. It just means Zechiah is a different din. Where's the makar? Now, that's what our sugya is about. The Gemara goes through a three-staged shakla vitaria of what exactly was happening by the Nasi Echad, Nasi Echad. The Nasi was definitely representing his Shevet, either for the Chalukah Gedoyla, the Chalukah Katana, or both. But what function was the Nasi serving, functioning, acting as, executing? Stage one in the Sugya, the Vadois, that it was working with the system of Shlichas, to which the Gemara asks, it can't be. There were Katanim there. And we know, we discussed that today, that Katanim don't have Shlichim. And that's the crucial stage B. The Gemara says, no, you don't understand. Shlichus of Yana Mekvel. Shlichus has its own Gedarim. Zechiah is a whole new world. This is the ultimate Gemara. This is the ultimate Gemara that Zechiah is. Love me then, Shlichus. It's not the same as Shlichus. Shlichus doesn't have by a cotton, and yet a cotton could have Zechiah. The problem is there are various other Gemaras in Bava Metzia, Kedushin, and a few other ones, Nadarim. We have to go through those Gemaras as a topic. Schia, Midin Shlichas Lamidin Shlichas, that's tomorrow.